www.thebeacon.org today.
Hurricane Alex packs a punch. Hits landfall, Mexico, and in Texas. Cat 2 is what they're saying. We'll see what the damage is. When you wake up, flip on the tube in the morning. Hey, this is radio. Big waves. Lots of cars, sadly, underwater, I'm sure, at Padre Island. But you'll see those awful pictures. They were expecting it, the people, that is, because they've been through hurricanes before. Hopefully most of them got out, and that's the key thing. They're safe. They can always come back to the house. You know, you can always rebuild, seriously. But you cannot get your life back. That's the key thing. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's the name of the show. And we're coast to coast and all those ports in between. And we hope you'll join us for the conversation or water cooler buzz. We like to call it 800-259-5791. Or flip us an email at americatonight.net. We're going to talk about the Portland police reopening the sex case against Al Gore. So what's that about? Because this is years old. How about this crazy story? Maggots in an overhead bin forced the plane to turn around and go back to the gate. And you know what happens. People are on the plane, then the plane's turning around. Everybody starts to wonder why. Why? What's wrong? What's happened? And doubtful that the captain would get on and say, hello, this is your captain. And we'd like to say that we will not be arriving on time because we won't be departing right now. We're going to turn around. We've got maggots. We've got maggots in the overhead bins. Oh, that would set you off, wouldn't it? Which means somebody must have brought them in somehow. I'm just thinking out loud, right? So let's start quickly and talk about Hurricane Alex. And then we're going to tell you about, oh yeah, Governor Blago, the ex-governor of Illinois, and the juicy things that are going on in the courtroom. I don't know if I call them juicy. Let's put it this way. Would I rather see and hear the transcript, if I was wanting to be just entertained, of the Blagojevich proceedings versus the Elena Kagan for Supreme Court Justice confirmation hearings? From the sizzle factor, I think I'd have to go with Governor Blago. Because if it gets too boring, he tries to make it interesting. He does. I think he's playing up for whatever his next job is if he gets out of prison, once he goes to prison, or maybe they clear him. I doubt it. Atlantic's first hurricane of the season is a doozy. I mentioned this already, 100-plus winds, mile-an-hour winds, slamming into the Mexican coast, largely sparing Texas. And, man, you look at the satellite photo and it makes you shudder. You got to get out of Padre Island because you got spawning tornadoes. You have evacuations all over the place, high waves, and it's mostly an unpopulated stretch, at least in Mexico anyway. And it's south of Brownsville, Texas, but they're getting whipped up on. When you're talking about 100, 110, that means fishing villages, forget about it. You got people that just go inland. They just get on a bus, they get in the back of pickup trucks, and they leave hundreds of people. That's the only thing you can do. There's no way to ride that out. You had two tornadoes in Brownsville. One flipped over a trailer. Also, it closed the causeway to South Padre Island. That's a very, very popular beach getaway off the Texas coast. And 9-foot waves were reported on the island beach. 9 foot, pretty high. So far, though, the state didn't get, Texas anyway, didn't get a direct hit. So that's the good news there. You had people that had to huddle in a high school in Brownsville, and you had people that left Brownsville because they were worried. Parts of Mexico and Texas are expected to get up to maybe 12 inches or so of rain. So you do the math there. You get the 12 inches of rain, and then you look at the flash flooding possibilities, and that's where it becomes even more dangerous. People always think of the hurricane itself and the waves and, geez, what happens when you live close to the water and all that. But it's a lot of it really is about the flooding. It's about the flooding afterwards and what did and what didn't hold up. All right, let's talk about the former governor, Blagojevich. Blagojevich's former aide told the jury in testimony on Wednesday that he would sometimes answer the governor in a certain way, in ways that didn't exactly match up with what he was thinking. So, in other words, dude, are you lying? You were just lying because you told the governor what he wanted to hear so that you could keep your job. There you go. How about that? We can cut to the chase on this. So Blagojevich himself actually thanked the judge and had a few other things to say. Here's a little couple of snippets of that.
And I testify, which I will, and I can't wait to testify to set the record straight and clarify some of these conversations and tell the people of Illinois exactly what was on my mind and what I was trying to do and what I ultimately attempted to do. When my lawyers attempted to play a tape that will begin the process of actually exonerating me, the government objected to them playing the tapes, but thank goodness the judge saved me and stepped in. He'll allow those tapes to be played. And so, again, I want to acknowledge a sense of relief that I had that the judge saved me.
Yeah, the judge saved him. But those tapes pretty much show that he didn't really want to be the governor, if that makes any sense. And there's so much tape. He even suggested, I guess, at one point that Oprah Winfrey would be great for the Senate seat. Oprah would be perfect. I'm sure she'd love to get into politics and give up all the money and all the trappings and all the things that you get as a result of that, because she's probably the richest woman in America, or at least one of them anyway, on her own, I'll say. So what the tapes, the prosecution will say, are all about trying to leverage power. It's a bargaining chip to try to get his next job. And if you listen to the wiretaps played at the corruption trial, you get it. You get a sense of that. Blagojevich wanted to be the ambassador to India, perhaps, or something related to the United Nations, a cabinet post, Health and Human Services secretary he was thinking about, Commerce secretary. Or he said maybe he would just appoint himself to the slot at the U.S. Senate. He would just take it himself. So how does the jury read into the tapes? Because what they're kind of alleging is, well, you know, this is hearsay stuff, and we're just talking off the top of our head. It wasn't anything serious, but and that's partially why they didn't really want the tapes played. Will it hurt him? Will it help him? And he's going to testify, and a lot of times in these cases, you won't have the client, I'll call him the client, testify, but it's clear he's going to do that. And does this work? It was what Blagojevich did. Was it illegal? Because there's that thin line. It's like playing the dozens, and that's what he's trying to say, that it was just fantasy, conversations, whatever. He wasn't being serious. It wasn't, he was caught, but he was caught, and it doesn't make any sense because you're really not understanding what he's trying to say. I'm going to say that I'd be really surprised with that ego, how he fits that head in that courtroom. But I'd be really surprised if he didn't go down. He's going to go down. They're going to say that he is guilty of this. But this was much more interesting to watch than what was going on in Washington with Elena Kagan. 800-259-5791. A lot more to scratch here on this show.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Spend any time watching Kagan kick the can down the road. Boy, this is, I'm telling you, it is. It is very, very boring to watch this stuff. I mean, the bottom line is, would there something that would be thrown out here that would change ultimately what's going to happen? And the answer is no. There's not going to be a Bork situation here. It's not going to change. She's being very cautious in what she's saying. She's not really saying much of anything. She's being very, very vague. And I said this earlier, I'm going to describe it this way again. It's like the inmates running the asylum. If you're on that Senate Judiciary Committee, you would think you really come up with the best questions you can anyway, the most thoughtful, thought-provoking, whatever, because you want to really know this woman or this candidate. I don't care who it was, if we go back in time to some of the other confirmation hearings, but it almost seems like a reality show. Like, ooh, gotta get my 5 minutes on here, so I'll just jam a question out, I'll let my voice go higher and I'll do whatever. But nothing comes of it. I mean, nothing really has come out in this whole thing. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hi, hon. I have so many topics that at least to myself, I thought would be interesting, mm-hmm. One of which was VP's negligence in previous oil wells, but I'll bring that up tomorrow because I wanted to stay on this Elena Kagan, but you know, I read a column by Jonah Goldberg today and George Will last week, and in the past, Ms. Kagan was she appreciated what was done to Robert Bork because she was adamant that nominees to the court should basically lay it all out on the line. And if you watch some of the hearings, you'll see these milquetoast softball questions.
Mm-hmm.
and it's basically a done deal that no one's got the guts to vote no or at least filibuster the nomination, because apparently the Democrats will have enough in the Senate committees to get her confirmed. But if you look at her roots, and we discussed this before about her progressive roots, the way she was raised, in the fact that she's Jewish, in the families, and the education that the progressive education that she's gotten and that are trying to foist upon this country. And I don't bring up the Jewish to be anti-Semitic, so if anybody believes that, please just put it to the side. Her arguments in the Citizens United case about banning books and squelching free speech are just unconscionable for someone who was previously a judge, which she wasn't. So never mind that. She wasn't even a judge. She was just a Solicitor General. And I don't mean to diminish that office, but, you know, they're purposely not, they don't want her to tell her what she really thinks, and they're letting them getting away with it. This is not acceptable. The American people realize this, Kate?
Yeah.
I mean, in the Southern
America. It's their job. It's exactly what you and I are saying. Imagine if you and I were in that position. Wouldn't you have your staff and wouldn't you yourself pore over some of the questions that you could ask? How difficult is it to do that?
Right. I mean, this is your one chance, either as the nominee or as a senator, whether you're going to get elected or not. Like we talked once before, they just want their name in the history books that we said that we were nominated or we said this, we did that. But it's more important because these decisions that they make change lives. Okay, whether it's the Kalo decision in New London, and Pfizer pulled out of that case. They took the people's land, destroyed their houses, and Pfizer isn't even building anything on that land. That was the eminent domain case. You know, where does she stand on that? People should ask, and these questions have to be answered. And this dolt Sotomayor, she said that she respected the people's right to bear arms, and she voted with the minority to restrict it. And that, like I said, that was no great shakes. I mean, I'm happy for Mr. McDonald, the black gentleman who went up against a Daily Machine in Chicago to try to get a right to have a gun just to defend himself against thugs, and they keep saying no.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, she's not going to tell the truth. And this progressive Stalinist that he's putting in office is of a piece of his same peace of mind. And let me make one other point before I make my last point.
Sure.
And it's just, let me just bear a little bit, because if Valerie Jarrett is Obama's brain, you know, at the Blagojevich trial, can you imagine if this, I mean, I know we'd say that there's no difference between the parties, but if it was the Bush administration or any other administration, they're not even covering it. I mean, I know local Chicago is probably covering it, but CNN, I mean, they would be camped out every single day.
Yeah.
This is just not acceptable. This whole corrupt administration, and if it changes, it cannot be allowed to stand. Chicago politics, it cannot be, you know, business as usual. They have to change it, and the people have to demand it. Don't go ho-hum, and this is, you know, bring it all out, everything from Blagojevich and this garbage to the fellow that, Rezko, who gave Obama his apartment and all of the dirty fundraising.
And paid for the house.
Nothing has changed, and this is the way that I want to go back, because because Obama's the president. He nominated this clown. Maybe the real way, what he's doing here, and this is really my Machiavellian thoughts here, they want to change America so much, but how do you change it? By you destroy it. Now, here's where I'm going. Just take me another 30 seconds.
Sure.
If you can delegitimize the court, make it illegitimate. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you do that? You get these unqualified people in. So even though the decisions may be, they hold weight, they're very important, they take the wind out of the system itself. So maybe by nominating her, he's trying to bury the system, which is exactly what they want to do. So either way he wins. The system, the people don't believe in the courts and the decisions that are come down. Or it's legitimized, and or they do, but it's watered down. And I'm not trying to give so much strength and to the justice himself, because they can make mistakes. They always do make mistakes. Their decisions can and should be overturned, but they don't give a damn about the little people. This is politics as usual. I'm just frustrated at where we're going, Kate. And
I know.
I don't mean to take up all your time, but this I wanted to just say one other thing. I sorry, if you cut me off, you have to. There was a guy. I don't know if it was true or not. You know, I'm a heartfelt caller. I live in New York. I'm just a blue-collar guy. Mm-hmm. No one puts me up to these calls, and you would never allow it. So mm-hmm. I don't know if this guy was true, but there was a German guy. He had a German accent. He called the Michael Savage show.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was a former East German, the Stasi police.
Mm-hmm.
And he has made the point that he sees crap that's going on in this country. And he mentioned the police forces and the corruption of police forces and the politics, which was similar to East Germany when he was there. And that scared the hell out of me. Because we are like beacons of light trying to explain to people, take back your government, get
right.
involved with your school board, your local
sure.
elections.
Sure.
Because you can't let this stand. And I not to disparage the police or anybody that's listening or these, but the forces that are aligned against us. I'm a middle-aged guy. I used to be a young man. I'm not anymore. I'm not frightened, but I don't know what the hell's coming. And just this, all this garbage, you can almost feel that it's coming to a head. And I'll leave you alone. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right, no, that was good. Good call, Mark. You know, an interesting conversation. And what he's saying is he's concerned. And this is, if you have listened to him when he's called the show and what he's talked about, some of what he said is absolutely right. It's interesting to see why nothing's going on so much with Blagojevich. Now, it is getting covered a little bit, but you see it on Drudge Report. We've talked about it. There have been some other, I'm sure, talk show hosts who have talked about it. But what happens is the hot button issue becomes really the topic. I flipped around today. It's funny that Mark said that, to just get a sampling across the country, and I didn't hear hardly anything about Blago. Not really. In news blocks, I did a little bit in some of the news blocks, but mostly coming out of Chicago or San Francisco. And this guy does have ties in the past to Obama, and more importantly, he's part of that whole crazy corruption Chicago ring. And where does it lead? Does he ultimately do time? How much time does he do? And what can be proved out by the prosecutors as far as what he was really trying to do with that Senate seat, if anything, just trying to hold it up and use it for more power, more leverage. You know, political power is what it was. He had a chip in the big game and he knew it. And I think that's what he was trying to do with it. But Mark's right. Normally you would think that would be such a huge story. And it is frustrating to watch the Kagan event. So the reason is because, as I was trying to illustrate, you don't have to scream and pound the table and demand that she say what you want her to say or she answer in a certain way. But you just have to ask pointed questions. You have to come up with good questions and scratch more than just the surface. And it doesn't feel like that. It's the obvious thing to keep getting asked over and over again. We keep going back to the military recruitment and her Harvard days, and that's already been dealt with. It's not worth it. You're not going to really nail her on that. So I don't get it. I mean, I don't care who the nominee is. I would think that they would try to do that, make them a little bit more probing anyway. Stay with us.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio
starts here.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Coming up in our next segment, we're going to hit the mailbag. But before we do that, I thought it'd be time to throw in some happy news. Yeah, we're getting pounded on all sides, right? So here in America tonight, we aim to please. I'm kidding. Here in America tonight, we do like to get some chuckles out of you. That's why in our next show, I'm going to do a couple of my one-liners on you at the end of the hour and see what you think of those. I've been really practicing, really. But this is the daily salute. It's something we used to do every single day, and we're going to bring it back. This is a good one. Can you imagine retiring at 95? Well, first of all, I think to myself, ooh, 95. My grandfather just died a couple of months ago on Good Friday, as a matter of fact. And he was 93. And luckily, he was thriving and surviving. He didn't get really sick till the end, and we didn't have to see him, you know, go through a horrible process. And he passed away pretty much in his sleep. And actually, we're going to bury him in a military, there's going to be a military service, and it's going to be in Florida in a couple of months. I'm excited about that. We've got the flag, the National Guard, the whole thing. But I always admired him that he was such a not a workaholic, but he was such a worker. He was a trucker, and then he ran a piece of B&L Motor Freight, and it was interesting to see how he went about his daily life, you know, how he did that. But he didn't retire in his 90s. This postal worker retired at 95, like I said. So he's a forklift operator, which is unbelievable. And he ended his career, I'm not kidding you, without taking a single sick day. And he said the reason why he thinks that he's so healthy and had this life where he's so healthy is because he had a healthy diet. He ate watermelon, alkaline water, and an onion sandwich with mayo every day. And he said, if everyone in the nation ate watermelons, this is a quote, I'm serious. If everyone in the nation ate watermelons, they'd get rid of all the doctors. He was partially deaf, and he kind of walked with a stoop. That's it. But he worked for more years than any of his coworkers have been alive. He had accrued 3,856 hours, nearly 2 years of sick leave, for not missing a shift in 37 years. So as a U.S. Postal Service mail handler and forklift guy, since he was hired in 73, he made $4 an hour then. He hit the $25 an hour ceiling about 10 years ago. Oh, that's just so crazy. And he said he likes his job because it's a steady income and they don't hassle you. And he said the only reason he left was, well, there's a time for everything and it was time to retire. He came in at 2:30 in the afternoon, left at 11 o'clock at night. Some days he worked 12 hours. His manager was 55 years old. They said they had to force him to go home. Force him to go home. And he was hired to do the postal thing after he served in the Air Force. He joined the Air Force when he was 33 years old. So he's got a son. His son is 59 years old. And they visit a continent each year. And they recently went to their fifth continent. He's planning another trip. He wants to go to Moscow, Helsinki, and Dublin. And some kind of a parasailing adventure that he did before in Rio de Janeiro, easy for me to say, Rio de Janeiro. He last parasailed 2 years ago. He was 93. That's incredible. I mean, this is like one of the most incredible stories that I've ever heard. So he says it's this big slice of onion. We better all start eating onion than the mayonnaise sandwiches. I don't know. But anyway, I think it deserves applause. It is the daily salute. Chester Arthur Reed. Man. You know, they just talked about raising the retirement age to 70. How many people listening to me see themselves working till they're 70? And here he went to 95 years old. Donovan, can you imagine 95 and he was going strong, showing up every single day for that job and doing it every single day, 95 years old? Isn't that crazy?
Must have a certain passion for delivering the mail.
Well, I think he liked his job, absolutely. And I think it gave him purpose, probably. He liked that purpose. He liked to go and do that every single day. That was his thing. And he was like a genetic freak. And he did eat. He didn't eat. Notice there's no, like, bag of Doritos in there or other unhealthy things. Not like he couldn't have eaten anything unhealthy, but it sounds like he didn't eat a lot. So he was in decent shape. And he really wants to make it to 100. Whew. Wow. Deserving of the daily salute, to be sure, Chester Arthur Reed. Something to aspire to, maybe not to work to 95, but to try to be as healthy as he was for whatever reason to that age, where it is pretty amazing. When I look at it and I compare other people in their 90s, 80s, even you see a lot of people even in their 70s, and the whole smoking thing where it was pack after pack after pack after pack, and what that's done to people's lungs, the emphysema. He didn't have that. And there is something to the clean living I think there was something about that, and this guy, he was doing the clean living, and that's why I believe he was so successful at going to work every single day and punching in and not taking any time off. I wonder what they give him as a send-off. They must have had one incredible party. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor. Hey, Ricky, how you doing?
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
I'm good. We're getting ready. Are you getting any days off on this 4th of July stuff, or now you're working?
Yeah, I'm going to get my gun and go to Chicago.
But I'm pumped.
Town up.
Well, you won't be alone, so that's okay. Just pick wherever it is that you go is where everybody's shooting each other up.
Yeah. That mayor, you know, you, taking the guns away from people ain't going to help solve nothing.
No.
Just, we'll get more.
That's right. And see, here's that's the thing. Whether you believe in guns or not, it doesn't, the thing is getting, by doing that, you would only add more guns. It doesn't matter. The right's already there. So it'd be better to just leave it, to just stay.
Yeah.
And you'd do better off, even if you hated guns. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like Canada, you know, they outlaw alcohol and liquor, and they start producing, mass producing it and shipping it over here. So
that's right.
People's going to get what they want to get, you know.
That's right.
But what's this story on Al Gore? Did he grope that woman, or she just trying to shake him down?
I don't know. That's a good question. We were talking about that the other night as to whether we thought it was a shakedown or whether or not Al Gore really did make some kind of a move on her. And the timing of the whole thing is odd because it happened a while ago. They say the woman claims that they've got a hotel video surveillance camera and DNA evidence, but the cops, here's the thing, Rick, the cops are reopening it. So there must be something, or they think there's something there, because they're reopening the case. They weren't going to do that. But she's talking about this new evidence and said, look, the guy's a pervert, he's a predator, and, you know, she was assaulted by him, he's a sick guy. So they're looking into all of this. They decided to do it. The Oregon police didn't have to do it, but they're reopening it.
Yeah, I just wondered if it's true or not, or she's just trying to get, you know, extort money from him to shut up and all that.
Right. And initially there was a report that she went to the National Enquirer, and when she went there, she approached them, and she knows that's a big story, and of course it's all over the place, and asked for $1 million.
Yeah.
So it makes you wonder if she didn't exaggerate some things, but we'll see what the cops come up with.
Yeah, but no, I didn't know whether that's true or not, and he don't strike me as a guy to do it, but you never know.
You never know. Get in that situation. I've heard other stories about other people that wouldn't believe that about when it comes to the whole massage thing and what they'll ask somebody, especially if they're he's in a situation where he's in a ritzy place, everybody's waiting on him. But at the same time, you don't want to, as much as we can nail Al Gore for a bunch of different things, she could be an opportunist too. But that's why the police must think there's a basis for something, or they want to cover their bases, and that's why they're opening it up. So let's see what they come up with.
Have you got that inside scoop on Martha Stewart's new book, Tell All?
Her new Tell All?
Yeah, she's writing a Tell All book. She's been holding it in too long. She can't hold it in anymore.
Well, supposedly one of the things that she's going to talk about is the whole how she unfairly went to prison and some of the things that really happened behind the scenes with the whole M-Clone thing and the insider trading nonsense. And then some of her business dealings and how, really mostly how she got slammed in that whole case. But I don't know, I'd be curious to see who she goes after, because that's very un-Martha Stewart-like, isn't it?
Yeah, it don't sound like her.
She doesn't sound like her at all, so you wonder who's she going to slam. Rick, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah,
have a good one. All right, coming up, we'll tie this all up next. We're going to head to the mailbag, too, so stick around.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
The mailbag, but quickly, I told you about these maggots that forced the plane back to the gate in Atlanta. Wow, this is just a crazy story. They were falling from an overhead bin, and it was from a spoiled container of meat, so the U.S. Airways flight had to go back. I mean, they had to, so that they could clean up the bin. A passenger said she noticed a couple of flies on the flight when she got to her seat, but didn't think anything of it. When the plane started taxiing, she heard a passenger behind her causing commotion and refusing to take her seat. Then they were screaming out, "Maggots, maggots!" And all of a sudden, one of them fell on the one passenger, and they were falling all over the place. Oh, my. I think I would really, really be upset with U.S. Airways if I had maggots falling all over me, crawling. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's awful. That would make me shaky, I have to say. I think I'd rather have an elephant charging at me than maggots flying on top of me from the overhead bin. What happened was the passenger brought the spoiled meat on board, didn't get back on the plane, and was put on another flight. The other passengers were told their connecting flights would be held for them. So everybody eventually made it back, but yeah, that's kind of scary. Oh, probably now they're going to ban bringing things on the plane. Stu is, meaning food things, Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Yo, Stu.
First of all, Kate, would you rather have maggots crawling all over you or Al Gore? I think I'd go with maggots.
Wow, what choices you give me.
First of all, you know, I'd almost let Al Gore grope me if I know I could sell the Inquirer for $1 million.
There you go. $1 million is $1 million.
You know, you're talking about daily. You know, I heard the last Rick talk about Daly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at Daly's dad. His dad kind of started, didn't really start, but he was a big part of the Chicago power politics, man.
Yep.
His dad was just as crooked. They never did like guns because they felt threatened by guns, and it's not exactly because, I mean, it's more because they do a shakedown on everybody in Chicago anyway with taxes and all the other crap they do, so... Daly's kind of a bad example. He's just as anti-American as the president we have. That was just kind of my thing. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, about
the research
Daly?
Research on Daly's dad, Mayor Daly's dad was a crook.
Oh, yeah.
As crooked as they come. Daly's no different. As a matter of fact, years ago, he was just trouble for giving contracts to his cousins and his friends of his cousins and... He's just a crook. He's a thief. He's a liar. He's just typical Chicago politics, and that's what the crap we got in Washington, D.C. And also, a buddy of mine called me tonight. He has come up with a perfect way to stop the oil leak.
What did he say?
He said, put a wedding ring on, it'll quit putting out.
Oh, that still needs a rim shot. But I'm pumped. That's the best one. Put a wedding ring on it. Oh,
thanks,
that's good.
Kate. See you, honey.
All right, I love it. I'm stealing that one from you, Stu. I'm stealing it. I'm telling you. That's going to be my stack of one-liners. I guess I can't do that here on this show, but I'll use it for something else. Oh, man. That's good. All right, we're going to jump to the mailbag. Let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here! Ooh!
Ooh, the mail is here. And our first one comes from Jake, who's listening to us on KVCE in Austin, Texas. Hey, Kate, I've been writing. I haven't listened to hear the mailbag, but have you talked at all about what's happening with this whole Russian spy thing? And I have talked about what's happened with the Russian spy thing. It's so odd. In fact, we went through what the invisible ink, the brushes in public, the laptops, that's how they communicated, some of the other things that is just encrypted on public websites, and the fact that they were being tracked by the Justice Department and then nailed. One was a bombshell babe, 28-year-old, I mean, good-looking woman. And then there were others that were couples. What's so odd about the couple thing, you think, it just shows you the lengths that somebody goes to spy. They have kids. These kids are screwed because they're the offspring, and they're little, some of them are little, of two spies. And we'll see what they get, but what it carries is probably at least a decade, depending on you know, how much they get, what the judge gives them or whatever, but it could be up to that. And I love the Russian reaction that, oh, this shouldn't affect the relationship, and Putin just ripping America over the spy arrests and saying that it's unconvincing, that it's not a spy scandal. Are you kidding me? They were hiding messages all over the place. They encrypted them. They got them. They had them cold. They went and busted in their places. They had the goods on these people before they try to pull them down. Absolutely. It's legitimate. What the answer is, what the question is what are you doing? What does Russia need to know that they don't already know? And then you wonder how many more are in the country. Boy, we're just crawling with all kinds of people, aren't we? We have would-be homegrown terrorists, our own people, who are sympathizers, who think that it's ridiculous what the United States is doing in some of the Muslim countries. So, okay, so they're going to go off and be a jihadist if they could only get in to a Pakistani camp. Then others who become citizens lie in wait so they have the opportunity to spring up, like Faisal Shahzad. Then you have Major Hassan, who ridiculous with him, where he also was bubbling over in anger and resentment and was going off the rails long before what he did at Fort Hood, but that happens. And then you have, oh, yeah, these Russian spies, and who knows, spies from anywhere else. And it was probably about a decade ago that I was, maybe a little bit more than that, I want to say maybe 11 years. I was at a station in California, and I covered a television station, and I covered the Lompoc Air Force Base. It's Vandenberg. And I remember talking to somebody there and was talking about security because they had Titan missile launches and stuff. And we're talking about what they had on the base and security issues. And I remember him telling me, oh, yeah, we're concerned about spies from Russia, worried about if there's spies that would get onto the base and you know, just work their way up through the military. And I was like, wow, really? You're worried about the Russians? And now, you know, you see why. It never ends, never. This one from Louie. Hey, high fives on the Kagan stuff. It is crap. I don't understand it. You nailed it when you talked about the research. Why aren't there better questions? Certainly there are congressional staff members that could help formulate the questions that come out of the mouths of these senators. And then you have Al Franken, the senator from Minnesota, who just is doodling. He knows. Of course he's doodling, because it's more interesting to him than to listen to these nonsensical answers and these bogus questions. This one from Lori in Missouri. Hi, Kate. I had a question for you about the two guys that you work with. One of them, Matt, and I've heard you talk about sports with Matt. What are the interests of Donovan? Oh, Donovan, you're kind of on the spot. What are your interests? What do you want to tell Lori what your interests are? He's in the closet. He's like, forget it. I'm not going to answer that question. Probably because Matt always wants to talk about sports. Well, if you've listened to the show enough, you'll know some of the things that Donovan is interested in. We were talking about astronomy one day, and I have a fascination with it, but I think he's got a powerful telescope, and he probably knows more about astronomy than I do. So I'm going to say astronomy is one of the interests, and probably a lot of other interesting things as well. Quickly, this last one from Alyssa. Alyssa says, hello, America Tonight and Kate Delaney. I have to say, with Kagan, I think she'll be fine on the bench because she's not really going to change the makeup of anything. And she knows she can't be controversial. I blame it on the senators for bogus questions, as you would say. Yeah, I think that the questions could be better. We've already discussed that. That's the problem. Maybe it's in the asking. I don't know. Maybe it's in the research. And maybe it's the obvious and seeing what she says. But it's, you know, it's just kind of a boring show. I give it a C-. How about you?